It's Michael Kerr here at Humor at Work. Thanks for dropping around. So another edition of Random Thoughts, Ideas, and Musings related to the world of work and inspiring workplaces. Research by 6Seconds found that optimists scored 18% higher on employee evaluations. Yet one more reason to train your brain to be more optimistic. The online shoe business Zappos purposely closed down one entrance to their headquarters to force everyone to funnel through the same entrance as a way to increase employee interaction. Similarly, Steve Jobs redesigned Pixar Studios to purposefully increase the level of employee interaction, believing spontaneous and random interactions fuels creativity. So how is the design of your office space helping or hindering creativity and employee interaction? Third random idea. Social psychologists believe there's a 40 to 60% loss of meaning in the transmission of messages, which brings to mind the fabulous quote by George Bernard Shaw, "The single biggest problem with communication is the illusion that it has taken place." So what are you doing to follow up, reinforce, and clarify messages and encourage real dialogue at work? Fast Company magazine recently featured a survey asking people how they stay productive during the workday. 22% said drinking water and staying hydrated was important. 37% stressed the need to get away from their desk at lunch. 11% stressed the importance of watching something funny as a much-needed energy booster. What are you doing to be purposeful and intentional to help you stay energized? And Greg Wilson from Gresham College in London found that when people multitask, their IQ drops an average of 10 IQ points. 10! That seems significant. So what are you doing to stay laser-focused at work? And now my fun at work tip. 5 ways to add a bit of fun to your emails. Number 1, encourage people to read them by using creative subject lines that mimic song titles, newspaper headlines, or breaking news reports. Number 2, add a humorous quote to your signature file, such as, "How can you make coffee until you've had coffee?" I thought that was funny. That was Molly Cox. Add an alternative job title, idea number 3, below your official title, such as these real-life examples: the director of First Impressions, the queen of fun and laughter, or the manager of Vibe. Number 4, open with a humorous or offbeat salutation: "Dear fellow Homo sapiens," or "To my beautiful, dedicated, and nice-smelling colleagues," or "To my all-time favorite customer." And number 5, write like you're an actual breathing human being. This doesn't mean you should be sloppy with your writing. You don't want the grammar police busting your chops after all. But given that research shows that 50% of all emails have a tone issue wherein the person on the receiving end isn't quite sure what to make of your tone, take the time to think about your tone, the tone you are conveying. Be conversational. Write the kind of email you'd like to receive. And now my quote of the week from Harvard Business School professor Rosa Beth Moss Kantner. Recognition is so easy to do and so inexpensive to distribute that there is simply no excuse for not doing it. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, some accidentally funny ad copy, which maybe serves as a good reminder. Are you editing and proofreading your marketing material before it goes out to the public? So here's some accidentally funny ads. We do not tear your clothing with machinery. We do it carefully by hand. A superb and inexpensive restaurant. Fine food expertly served by waitresses in appetizing forms. Tired of cleaning yourself? Let me do it. Stock up and save. Limit 1. Mixing bowl set designed to please a cook with round bottom for efficient beating. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr at Humor at Work reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And please do check out my raved about new book, The Humor Advantage, at thehumoradvantage.com.